Producer Angelo Bautista joined the show 7 years ago, straight out of college, but with the kind of radio presence it takes most people years to develop.
Skin is the barrier between our inside world and the outside world. It's a porous surface like a sponge, and just like sponges, we're all constantly in the process of drying out.
Angelo has a gift for taking people inside their world, even the bathroom.
There's something I find so satisfying about putting on a moisturizer. It makes me feel safe.
As you can imagine, I spend a lot of time looking at myself in the mirror.
When will I finally be content with my accomplishments? Why do I eventually get dissatisfied with most all of my relationships?
Sometimes I'll just stand in the bathroom and look at myself.
How have I encouraged my own person?
And if I stand there long enough,
why am I so sensitive to criticism?
Something inside me just bubbles up, like it's just bouncing around in my head, and I feel it in my face, and like it just wants to escape. And then I'll say,
I hate myself.
I beat myself up constantly, but only I can see the bruises.
These are some of the characteristics of shame-based trauma.
I recently picked up this book, The Velvet Rage, Overcoming the Pain of Growing Up Gay in a Straight Man's World, written in 2005 by psychotherapist Alan Downs.
When I wrote The Velvet Rage, I wanted to cut to the core of what it's like to live with a secret that makes you believe that you're fundamentally unlovable. When you grow up with the secret of your own sexuality, there's this ingrained, hardcore belief that there's something about me that is fundamentally flawed, and that I somehow need to compensate for.
I somehow need to compensate for that. Compensate. By being more muscular, or more sexy, or more successful, or, I don't know, beautiful.
All of this is to bring us to this point, because I want you to understand that when we feel shame, the urge that we have within us is to hide. And there are many, many ways in which we can hide.
It's only recently that I've realized the invisible ways avoiding shame has shaped my life, my relationships. I've learned from being in therapy and from this book that from a young age, one way we learn to cope with shame is through splitting. We split ourselves, compartmentalize. We hide the bad stuff, show the good stuff. And it becomes harder to recognize yourself. Am I the good parts or the bad parts? When we talk about skin, we also fall into these types of binaries. There's good skin or bad skin, dark or light, perfect or imperfect. Here's the question I've been struggling with. Is skincare an act of self-love or self-loathing? Someone who cares for their skin this much must love themselves at least a little bit, right? But if part of the goal is to change something you don't like about yourself, isn't that self-loathing? Or is it both? And, not or. One day, a second grade substitute teacher stopped me as I walked into class. You got some mud on ya? I do, I asked, rubbing my face. Yeah, right there, she pointed at my right jaw. Oh, that's my birthmark. My birthmark is a dark brown oval splotch, about an inch and a half long. Other kids thought it was weird and gross that it grew hair. My parents said that was a good thing, because it meant it wasn't cancerous. I asked my parents if I could get rid of it. They said I could, but it would leave a scar. If you asked me today, what's your favorite part of your body? I think it would be my birthmark. It's the part of me that feels the most free. It's a blemish I can never hide. No amount of skincare will change it, and I'm okay with that. And if I can love this part of me, this little piece of skin for what it is, what's stopping me from loving the rest?
I think skincare isn't about finding perfection. It's about finding balance, whatever that means for you. Somewhere between good and bad that's just okay. Things can be just okay.
That's producer Angelo Bautista. Angelo, you took a subject that I have to say I thought was going to be, don't judge me, but I thought this was going to be kind of shallow, skin deep, right? And then I remember the first time I heard this piece when you weren't even done putting the whole thing together yet. And I thought, oh, I did not know where this was going. And I felt a little ashamed of myself that I had had so little imagination.
Yeah, I think about that a lot in terms of the kinds of subject matter that I've chosen, whether it's Disney or K-pop or TikTok witches, things that are, yeah, like you say, kind of shallow, but there's depth under there if you keep looking and wonder. This is so interesting being on this seat. I'm not used to you interviewing
Sorry
me.
Sorry about that.
No, yeah. It's fun.
Well, tell me what was going through your life at the time when you were putting that piece together. Like, what inspired it?
I had started working on it right before the pandemic hit. So it was right after lockdown where I was in my bathroom trying to figure out something that was really difficult to do, actually, to be really intimate on the air in a time when I think I needed it and maybe other people needed it too. It is weird to think about and hear from the person that I was, I think, 5 years ago when I made this. I think I was 24. I'm 30 now. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I have not listened to it since I made it.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you hear now?
Now I have a lot more grace for the person that I was. Hearing it back was, in a way, kind of healing. It's weird to think about me being 30 now and having been with TT Book for this amount of time and the ways in which I've grown. I think making radio did help me become a better person. And I hope other people could hear that too and kind of share in my own experience of trying to move through the world and understand it and myself.
I think of you as a natural personal essayist. I mean, that's what you do. You take personal subjects and you lay bare a fair amount of yourself. And then you also build in like layers of history and politics that we might not have thought of. So you wind up making these pieces that are about you and yet so much bigger than that. So, because I know listeners are wondering, what's next for you?
Yeah, that's a big question mark. I'm applying for jobs, getting rejected, getting ghosted. It's hard out here, but I really hope to continue with audio storytelling in some way. I'm interested in working on writing more, so who knows?
You are a great writer.
Thank you.
Anybody would be lucky to have you. So really, really good luck.
Thank you, Anne.
Thanks for everything. You can follow Angelo at angelobautista.net.